मैया सप्तमला पार्थ जुगं जन्यन मदाश्र असंख्यं समग्रं माम जथा घैसती तक्षिण So, by the end of the sixth chapter, Krishna has explained the Ashtanga Yoga Siddhi. Ashtanga Yoga Siddhi, that Yogi Nama Ki Sarvesham Antatan Sanatmana. Always, he is thinking of Krishna within himself. Siddhavan, his faith and knowledge, he is first class yogi. So, how this first class yoga system helps me? Because the other yoga system, they will disagree that simply while thinking of Krishna within one's heart, how one becomes perfect. That is explained from the seventh chapter of Bhagavad Gita. How simply by understanding Krishna, you become well aware of everything. This yoga system. In the Vedas also it is stated, Jasmin Vijnate Sarvametam Vijnatam Bhavanti. If you simply understand Krishna, then you know everything. Krishna is the root of everything. Therefore Krishna says, Sri Bhagavan Uvasa. We should always remember that this Bhagavad Gita is being spoken by the Supreme Personality of God. So, no one better authority. And God is speaking about Himself. Otherwise, by speculation you cannot understand God. That is not possible. You have to hear from God Himself, about God. Athāpi tīrī vapadāṁ bhujadvayam prasāda leśānu grhīta evahi jānāti tattam nacānaṁ ekopi chidāṁ yacinva. A person who has got little favor, Atāpi te deva padham, little favor from the lotus feet of your Lord Sri, he jānāti tattam, he knows what is tattam, what is absolute truth. Atāpi te deva padham bhujadvayam prasāda leśānu prasāda leśānu. Little favor, not all. Prasāda leśānu grihīta eva hi jānāti tattam. Na ca anya chiraṁ vicinnam. Others may go on speculating for years and years. It is not possible to understand. So similarly, in the Brahma Sāṅgītā, another basic literature, it is said, Panthāsu kūti satavatsa sampragamya vāyūrathāpi manasu munipungavāna. Munipungavāna. Great saintly person sages, if they have traveled for millions of years, Panthāsu kūti satavatsa. Kūti again multiplied by hundreds and Vayurathapi, on the airplane of air, not the metal airplane, it is actually air airplane, or by the airplane of mind. Mind speed, we know, mind can run within a second many thousands of miles. Immediately. Suppose I am sitting here, so I got my apartment in Los Angeles, 10,000 miles away. I can immediately. This is called mind speed. So with the mind speed, with the velocity of air, if one runs on to find out the Krishna planet or Krishna, still abhichinta tatte, still it is inconceivable tatte. Panthakukuti satavatta sambrahma vayu rathati manasu mulipungavana. Sapastya prapadatina abhichinta tatte. Govinda Mahadi Purusam Tamaham Bhajan. Govinda is very, very difficult to understand by mental speculation. Philosophical thesis. Philosophical thesis, speculation, without religion, simply waste of time. And religion, without philosophical basis, is sentient. They must be combined together. The Bhagavad Gita is that. Religion combined with philosophy. Now if you simply take philosophy, it is dry speculation. No juice. Chasmita charmanana, chewing the chew. There is no benefit. And if you say, simply say religion without basis of philosophy, then it is fanaticism. That's all. So both should be combined. Religion based on philosophy and logic. That is it. So that combination is Bhagavad Gita. So here, in the same chapter beginning, opening chapter, it is said, Bhagavan Uvasa. You are searching after God. Now, here is God Himself speaking. So, recognize God by all sages, Vyasa, Narada, Asita, and later on, by Ramanujacharya, by Shankaracharya, by Madhvacharya, by Vishnu Swami, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then our Guru Maharaj. So our method is very simple. Evam parampara praptam imam rajasayavidu. So we accept this parampara system. I may not know what is God? But because my predecessors, acharyas, confirm it, we hear it, Bhagavan. We accept it, that's all. We save so much trouble by mental speculation. We accept the parampara system, therefore, and you get the result. So, that is the way. Now here, not only the parampara system, the parampara system begins from Krishna. As Krishna says in the fourth chapter, Imam Vivasati Yugam Pratamana Homabhayam. I spoke first to the sun god. It is not said first. Many times he has said to many predominating deities. But in this era, this is called the age of Vaivasvata Manu. There are 14 Manus in one day of Brahma. So Vaivasvata Manu is the eighth Manu. That means we are passing through the midday of this era, Manantara. There are 14 Manus in one day of Brahma, and this era is called Vivasatam. Because he is the son of Vivasan. And that Vivasan is given reference in the fourth chapter. Imam Vivasati Yugam Praktavana Havabhyam. So, if you simply calculate the age of Manu, it becomes 40 millions of years. So, Bhagavad Gita is not a new thesis. It is coming from time immemorial. So, Krishna is the original preceptor. So, here Krishna again, personally speaking, the authority, personally, out of compassion and friendship, love to Arjuna, he is speaking directly to Arjuna. And Arjuna understood him, the Supreme Personality of God. Parabrahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitam, Paramam Bhavan. Purusham means person. It is not impersonal. Imperson is the another feature of the person. Brahmana aham pratistha. Krishna says that the Brahma Jyoti, impersonal Brahma, that is situated upon me. Aham pratistha. That we are sitting on this platform. This is pratistha. Similarly, the Brahma Jyoti is situated on the person of Krishna. The person is the ultimate understanding of the Absolute Truth, not the impersonal picture. That is preliminary understanding or imperfect understanding. There is Brahma Jyoti. Just like we are experiencing the sun sign. The sun sign is also experience of the sun god, but it is imperfect understanding. It is not perfect understanding. If you want to understand the sun god, then you have to penetrate through the sun sign and reach the sun planet. And then if you are able to see the predominating deity of the sun planet, whose name is Vyosa. Similarly, the whole material creation is a part of the Brahma Jyoti. Sarvam idam khalu Brahma. You have to penetrate. In the Isopanishad, it is said, requesting, that you kindly wind up your Brahma Jyoti so that I can see your face rising. So ultimately, there is person. Tattavas vadanti tat tattavina satyam jad jnanam adyam. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti Sarvati. This is the version of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Brahma realization is for the persons who are trying to understand the Absolute Truth by philosophical speculation. That is the understanding. And similarly, the localized Paramatma feature is realized by the yogis. Dhyanavasthitena tadgatena manasa pashyanti jan yogi. And the devotees, they realize directly the Supreme Personality of God, Bhagavan, Sarvaisajya Bhagavan, with full richness, full reputation, full strength, full knowledge, full renunciation. This is the meaning of Bhagavan. I have already explained. So that Bhagavan is speaking. The maya sattvamana path, those who have developed attachment for me, Mayasakta. Only attached to Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness, always thinking of Krishna. Mayasakta manaprapha yogam jinjan madasraya. This is yoga. It is already expressed by the end of the sutta. Yoginavapi sarvetam madhvata antanatma. One who has developed attachment for Krishna, he has come to perfection simply by developing. And this development of attachment is possible by this action divi. Krishna rising early in the morning, offering Mangalarati, then changing the dress, garlanding, dressing, so many things. From morning 4 to up to 9 at 10 o'clock, there is program. That is real temple worship. Not that the temple is closed whole day and night and the pujari goes for 5 minutes and bells again closed. No. There is system. Sri Vigrahara Dhana Nittanana Singharatana Mandira Mahajanado. So many activities in temple worship. So for the Kanishka Adhikari, neophytes, those who are serious to become, to awaken his attachment for Krishna, they must take to this Akshan Mark. This is called Akshan Mark. Temple worship. Everyone can establish a small temple in his house, and he can begin family-wise, himself, his wife, his children. That is what this Krishna consciousness movement wants to feel, that every house has become a temple of Krishna. That is our program. Just to increase the attachment for Krishna. That is needed, especially for the Grihasthas. For the householders, still in India, there are many respectable families. They are maintaining a small temple. Therefore, Krishna says, Suchinanga Simatangehi Yoga Brasta Sanjayat. Yoga Brasta. This Yogam Jinyan Madhasra. This bhakti yoga, one who could not finish the 10% bhakti yoga in one life, at least he is guaranteed to have next life as a human being. Because Krishna says, Suchinam Simatangihi Yoga Bhrasta Sanjaya. Suchinam. Suchinang means first-class Brahmana, Vaishnava. They are called Suchi. The Suchi, just the opposite word is Muchi. Muchi means must, nasty habit. And Suchi means must, clean habit. So, one poet said, the suchi hai, muchi hai, jodi Krishna bhaje. Muchi hai, suchi hai, jodi Krishna bhaje. If one becomes Krishna conscious, even though he is born in the family of muchi, he becomes suchi. And even though one is born in the family of suchi, brahmana, if he reject Krishna, he becomes Muchi. So Suchi hai, Muchi hai, Jodi Krishna bhaje. And Suchi hai, Muchi hai, Jodi Krishna bhaje. This is the... So, the first perfection of life is to awaken our dormant Krishna consciousness. That is high perfection. Everyone has got Krishna consciousness, dormant. It is covered by the influence of Maya. By the influence of Maya. That is also stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. নিত্য সিদ্ধ কৃষ্ণ ভক্তি সাধ্য কভু নয়, শ্রবণাদি শুদ্ধ চিত্তে করেন। নিত্য সিদ্ধ কৃষ্ণ ইজ সুপ্রিম পার্সোনালিটি অফ গড এন্ড উই আর অল পার্ট অ্যান্ড পার্সেল অফ কৃষ্ণ, সো দেয়ার ফোর আওয়ার রিলেশনশিপ উইথ কৃষ্ণ ইজ ন্যাচারাল, ইট ইজ ন্যাচারাল, জাস্ট লাইক মাই পার্ট অ্যান্ড পার্সেল অফ দি ফিঙ্গার, সো উইদাউট ফিঙ্গার মাই বডি ইজ ইমপারফেক্ট, ফিঙ্গার মাস্ট বি, সো দি এক্সিস্টেন্স অফ ফিঙ্গার উইথ দিস বডি ইট ইজ ন্যাচারাল। Similarly, to remain with Krishna, that is our natural position, constitutional position. Remain with Krishna as cowherd boy, as gopi, as Krishna's father, Krishna's mother, Krishna's servant, Krishna's trees, Krishna's jhona, Krishna's flowers, Krishna's Vrindavan land. Remain with Krishna in any form in life. শান্ত দাস সক্ষ বাৎসল্য মাধুর্য ইন এনি হিউম্যান হি ক্যান রিমেইন কৃষ্ণ, দ্যাট ইজ আওয়ার ন্যাচারাল পজিশন। বাট হোয়েন উই ট্রাই টু ইমিটেট কৃষ্ণ, টু বিকাম এ ইমিটেশন কৃষ্ণ, জাস্ট লাইক দেয়ার আর সো মেনি পার্সন দে সে আই এম কৃষ্ণ, দিস ইজ মায়া, ইমিডিয়েটলি because we are trying to forget Krishna, our relationship with Krishna, immediately Maya captures. Krishna bhuliya jeev bhagavan chakare, vasate maya tare japotiya dhare. As soon as we desire to forget Krishna, or to rebel against Krishna, so why I shall serve Krishna, I am Krishna. Immediately Maya is there, side by side. Krishna is there, apasthat purusam purnam, mayanta jad apatryam. When Vyasadeva, after getting instruction from Narada, he wanted to write Srimad Bhagavata. So he first of all meditated. Bhakti yogena manasi apasthat purusam purnam, মায়া সু যদ অপাশ্রয়াম, হি স বোধ কৃষ্ণ অ্যান্ড হিজ ইলুসারি এনার্জি অপাশ্রয়াম অন দি ব্যাক সাইড, সো কৃষ্ণ ইজ নেভার ইনফ্লুয়েন্স বাই দি ইলুসারি এনার্জি মায়া, উই বিকাম ইনফ্লুয়েন্স বাই দি মায়া, কৃষ্ণ জাস্ট লাইক Cloud cannot cover the sun. It is our eyes which are covered by the cloud. We say that now the sun is covered by the cloud. No, that is not the fact. Sun is very, very big. Sun cannot be covered by cloud. It is our eyes which are covered by the cloud. Similarly, Maya, we are tiny, part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, we are covered by Maya. Sometimes, not always. Krishna, why we forget Krishna? Krishna bhuliya ji bhagavan chakare, pasate maya tare japotiya da. As soon as we try to forget Krishna, immediately Maya is there. Therefore, the reversing process, reversing process, if we want to go back again to Krishna, then Devi Desha Gunamai Mamo Maya Durattaya, you cannot go back to home, back to Godhead by your own speculation. That is not possible. You can go on speculating to become one with God. That is another thing. But if you actually want to know God and see God, then as Krishna says, Mame Vada Prapadante Mayami Dantarantite, simply surrender to Krishna and Maya will give you no more trouble. you can see Krishna. This is the cause. Therefore, Krishna says, Manya Saptamanakta, Yoga. So, this is Yoga system. It's called Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga system. So, a neophyte devotee should be engaged in temple worship. If he does not make further improvement, if he sticks to the simply temple worship, then he remains a Kanishadhika, lower standard devotee. Lower standard devotee. But one has to become first standard devotee. At least one must have first standard devotee is very high position, spiritual position. But at least he must come to the second standard. The lower standard is Achyameva Harai Japunan Sudhayahati Natak Bhaktesu Charnesu Savhakta Prasita Smitaha. Achya, this Achya Vigraha, Diti, Krishna, Achyameva Harai, the Diti of Krishna. Japunan Sudhayahati, with great devotion, and according to the rules and regulations, if one performs, that is very nice. But if he does not improve, not a bhaktesu charnesu, he does not become knowable to the devotees and other persons, then he remains a kanishka didari, savhakta prakita. Prakita means in the material platform. He does not actually promote it to the spiritual platform. It is simply remain. Therefore, along with the worship of Krishna in the temple, these hearings should be Savanam Kirtan. Just like we are doing. We do not engage only the devotee to the temple worship. But there must be program for hearing Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavata, the science of God. Otherwise, after some time, simply you ring the bell, after some time you will be distracted, and the whole thing will be lost, as it has become now in India. There is no instruction of Krishna consciousness. They simply attach to the temple and building, and now it is now. Zero. Devotion is zero. So two things must go on. Parallel. Then if these two things must go, then you are promoted to the second platform. Madhyamadhikari. Madhyamadhikari means at that time he sees four things. Ishara tadadhinesu balisesu disastucha. Prema maitri kripa pekha jap karati sa madhyam. Madhyam. Ishara. By Archan Vidhi. He understands Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. By this process. By the regulative process. By the instruction of the spiritual master. By the regulative principle set up in the bhakti shastras, just like Narada Pancharatra, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. There are many. So at that time, if one comes from the lower platform to the, of course we must know that any devotee, either in the lower platform or in the second platform or the first platform, they are to be considered as devotees. Not that because one is in the material platform, he is not devotee. He is also devotee. But he has to improve. The improvement means he must know what is Krishna. Simply, if he remains attached to the temple worship and does not try to understand who is a Krishna devotee and how he has to deal with others. Natat bhakteshu chane. We have got some duty to others. This is preaching work. This is preaching work. One should not be satisfied simply by worshipping in the temple. Then he will remain a neophyte. He must become a preacher, Krishna conscious. Then he comes to the second class. So when he becomes a preacher, he sees four things. He sees God, Krishna, Ishara, Tadadhina, and the devotees. Tadadhina means those who have accepted Krishna as the Parampurus. There is another verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Ittham brahma sukhanubhutya dasangatanam paradaivati. Dasangatanam, for the bhaktas, Krishna is the Supreme Lord, paradeva. Ittham brahma sukhanubhutya dasangatanam paradaivatena maya sitanam naradarakena sadhana vijahu kritapurna punya. When Sukadeva Goswami described the cowherd boy playing with Krishna, he is remarking that these boys who are playing with Krishna, who is this Krishna? Ittham brahma sukhanubhutya. Those are impersonalists. Those who are attached to the impersonal Brahma Jyoti, for them, he is the target. He is the target. From him the Brahma Jyoti comes. Ittham Brahma Sukhanubhuti. And Dasangatanam Paradaivata. And those who are devotees, for them, here is the Supreme Lord. Dasangatanam Paradaivata. And maya sitanang naradarakena, and those who are under the influence of maya, for them he is ordinary human child. The same person, different view. One is seeing that the ultimate target of Brahma Jyoti, and somebody is saying that he is the Supreme Lord, and somebody is saying that he is ordinary boy. So, Krishna is designed under different positions, under different positions, but he is the Supreme Lord. This yoga system, attachment for Krishna, begins from the temple worship and ends into Mahabhagavata. Mahabhagavata means who simply sees Krishna. Nothing. Sarvatra Surayatar Ishtadeva. Thavar Jangam Dake Nadake Tar Murti. Similarly, in the Bhagavad Gita, Siddhavinaya Sampanne Vamani Gaviyasthane Suniteta Sapasa Pandita Sanadarse. He does not see anything like Krishna. He Mahabhagavata, when he sees a tree, he does not see the form of the tree, but he sees Krishna. That is Mahabhava. That we should not imitate. That is the highest state, perfectional state. But at least we come to the middle stage. What is that middle stage? So we must understand what is God, what is Krishna. Perfect understand. And Tadabhi, and his devotees. Ishara Tadadhila. Balis. Balis means innocent person. They are they do not know actually what is God. And Vishad. Vishad means envious. The four classes are met. God, his devotee, innocent person, and envious person. Demons. So the person who is promoted to the second stage he'll deal with these four classes of division different. Ishare pray. One should try to learn how to love Krishna. Jatru bhakti radho khasya. That is first class. And because Ishare tadadhimesu balishyosu dishasu. Prema. Prema, love for Krishna and Maitri and to make friendship with the devotees. Prema Maitri. And Kripa, those who are innocent, one should be merciful. The devotee should be merciful. Just to awaken their Krishna consciousness. And Visasucha, Upekha. And those who are envious, they should be rejected. These four classes. To try to love Krishna, to make friendship with devotees, and to give some service to the innocent public who does not know what is God. And those who are envious, asuras, they should be rejected. The Madhyamadhikari should not touch the demons, because maybe he may turn again the demons. Therefore, one should be very careful to associate with the demons. But when one becomes Uttamadhikari, Mahabhagava, he does not see anyone as demon. He sees everyone is worshipping Krishna. I am not worshipping. This is Mahabhagava. Just like Radharani. Radharani always feels that I do not know how to love Krishna. Here is a gopi, how she loves Krishna. That is her. This is called Mahabhava. So we should not imitate Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is the symbol of Radharani's Mahabhava. He says that I do not love Krishna. I do not know how to love Krishna. Then if somebody says, why you are crying? Well, that is a show. I am making a show. I am crying. Then, what is the symptom? And the symptom is, this: if I would have loved Krishna, then without him I have died long ago. I should have died. I am living still without Krishna. That means I do not love Krishna. This is Mahabharata. Separation. Asvishabhapadaratam sinasthamam marmahatam karotuva adarsana jatha tathava vidudhadulam pata mat prananathasthisayonapa. This is Mahabharata. Mahabharata, you should not imitate. But we should not remain also as Kanishtha Adhikari. We must come to the Madhyamadhikari, middle stage. So these stages will be manifest gradually. If we simply try to develop our attachment for Krishna, so this is the beginning. Accha, Archanam, Samanam, Kitanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasivanam, Archanam. Archana. Therefore, every grihastha, because grihasthas are busy in so many ways, they have no opportunity to preach, but they must take to archana. Every house, every household, they must, what is the difficult? Just like we have got in this platform, deity of Radha Krishna, everyone can install Radha Krishna Deity at home. And under the instruction of spiritual master and Shastric regulation, then if we engage ourselves in auction vidhi, then automatically all the anomalies of life will stop. Adu sadhya tatu sadhu sanga ato bhajanakya. This auction vidhi is one of the items of bhajan. Bhajanakriya. So, anarthali is this. If every house engages in this auction vidhi, So many unwanted things you'll get. You'll have no more interest for seeing cinema, or going to the restaurant, or smoking weed, and wasting time by unnecessary talks. So many things, and your life will be perfect. So many nonsense things will go automatically. Anartha nirittisya. So therefore, to become Krishna conscious, every house, everywhere, every person, every human being should adopt this actually. Then at least he will save so many unnecessary. Anartha nirittisya. Sadhu sadhya tato sadhu sang. So Krishna says that maya sattamana prartha. My dear Arjuna is addressed as partha, very familiar, because partha, Krishna, Arjuna's mother's name was Pritha, Kunti's name. So, and Pritha, Kunti, happened to be the aunt of Krishna. So he is very feelingly, in a familiar way, he is addressing partha, my dear Arjuna. Partha. Maya sattamana. Simply by increasing attachment for me. Maya sattamana. Maya sattamana prartha. Yogam. This is yoga. This is perfect yoga. Yoginama visage. Mod ashraya. This yoga system should be executed directly under my direction. Or under the direction of his representative of mine. The spiritual master is the representative of Krishna. How he becomes representative? What is the test? The test is just like anyone can understand representative. Suppose a business firm's representative is going to canvas for business. What is his business? He will take the interest of the firm, not his personal interest. He will try to secure business for the firm he is working, not for his personal. That is perfect representative. And if he goes in the name of the firm's representative and he does his own business, then he is a liar. Similarly, Krishna's representative means one who speaks about Krishna as Krishna speaks. And if he adulterates, he is a liar. He is not a Buddha. He is not a Buddha. Krishna says, manmana bhava mad bhakta mad jari mang namaskuru. And if the representative says, just become a devotee of Krishna, just worship Krishna, just offer your obeisance to Krishna, he is a Buddha. Krishna says, sarvadharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja. And the representative will say that you give up all other process, you simply surrender to Krishna. He will never say that I am Krishna. He will never say. He is not representative of Krishna. He is a liar. He is not representative. So to become representative of Krishna is not very difficult. Simply one has to become very sincere. That's all. That whatever Krishna says, he will say. Just like Arjuna says, sarvavetam vitam manne jadvadasi kesam. That is the principle. My dear Kesava, Krishna, whatever you are speaking, I accept them all in total without any difficulty. That is the principle. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amaragdai Guru Haiya, Taro Haiya, Jare Dakho Tare Kaho Krishna Guru. Amaragdai, one has to carry out the order of God. He is the principle. Otherwise, liar, misnomer. So, therefore Krishna says, madāsaya. Madāsaya. Either under my direction, the direction is there, or my representatives. Madāsaya means either under by direction or one who has taken, we have discussed. But I think mantra is the beginning of Brahminical culture, because without attaining the Brahminical qualification, nobody can understand Vedic literature. Therefore, a Brahmin initiated, he is given the Gayatri Mantra. So that is required.
In order to understand, we have to take yourself. You can explain what are the sadhi burdens of Krishna. In order to understand yourself, we have or we have to take the self of human nature. You speak in English and doctor all the things and acknowledge and thankful. So many people brought up Sanskrit, Hindi, and this is wonderful because there are so many translations which were made to us. Then Guru has been defined like this.
As you explain, Ajnana Tindanandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chaksur Munitam Dina Tasmai Sri Guru. One who eradicates the Ajnana Andhakara, darkness. In the darkness, if somebody brings lamp, Ajnana Tindanandasya Jnananjana Salakaya, the Jnana Roop, your taught life. He is Guru. So, maybe different degrees, but anyone who opens the spiritual eye is Guru. So, but in the Shastra it is said, Guru api kajata jumajana if I accept some guru, but if later on it appears that he did not know what is to be done, what is to be not to be done, then Śrīla Jīva Gosvāmī say that such guru parityāga vidhīya, such guru should be rejected. But it doesn't matter the degree, that actually if the guru teaches Krishna consciousness, then he may be in lesser degree, but he is respected as guru. There is no question of rejection. Because Krishna is actually there. One who teaches Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one has to know Krishna. One has to surrender to Krishna. This kind of teaching is required. And if the Guru says that I am Krishna, everyone is Krishna, then Daridra Krishna, Daridra Nara, as he is not a Guru. He is not a Guru. He is misguided. Misguided. Avaishnava Guru na sasyat. This is the Shastric injunction. Satkarma nipuna vipra mantra tantra visharat. Generally, a qualified brahmana becomes guru. That is natural. Brahmana is the head of the society. So he, without becoming brahmana, nobody can become guru. That is also fair. Because brahmana means brahma janati iti brahma. One who knows brahma. So guru must be a brahma. Meaning qualified brahma, not born brahma. So called brahma. Qualified. So, still, brahmana's qualification, sat karma, pathan, pathan, jajan, jajan, dan, pratik. So, Khastra says, the sat karma nipuna vipra, if one vipra is quite expert in executing the six kinds of business, and mantra tantra visharada, and very well known in the Vedic mantras and hymns and everything complete. But if he is a Vaishnava, if he is not Vaishnava, he does not know Vishnu Tattva or Krishna Tattva, then he cannot become spiritual master. A Vaishnava Guru Nasa Syat, Syat Vaishnava Sapacha Guru. But if a Vaishnava, one who knows Vishnu Tattva, Krishna Tattva, even if he is born in the family of Sapata, the dog eaters, Chandas, he can be accepted as Guru. So, the real test is whether the Guru is a Vaishnava, whether he knows the science of Krishna. That is also confirmed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kiva vipra kiva sudra nasikane noy. Jai Krishna tattva vetta sei guru ha. It doesn't matter what he is. Whether he is a sannyasi or a grihastha or a brahmana born in brahmana family. It doesn't matter. Jai Krishna tattva. Anyone who knows Krishna, he can become. Not us. So that is the statement of the Shastra. If a Vaishnava cannot become Guru. Hare Krishna.